It's time to meet our lunch break guest. And today that is Jo Morey from Pulborough in West Sussex. Jo's debut novel, The Night Lagoon, was published just last month and has been described as a searing journey of raw love, betrayal, corruption and greed. Jo also lives with constant tinnitus and hearing loss after standing too close to a speaker on a night out. I find that extraordinary. So that happened just after one exposure.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, wow. back in Brighton about 15 years ago. One exposure, and the next morning woke up with screaming sound in my ears that I'd had before. You know, you go to gigs and you get that feeling every now and again, but it goes away after a day or so, and this time it just never left, and I've had that for 15 years now.
Do you have it now as we speak?
Yeah, I can kind of tune in and out of it. Like if I'm doing something else and talking to you, I'm not sort of tuned into it, I'm not thinking about it. I've learnt to sort of, it's almost in the background, but at night it's particularly bad. That's when it really sort of screams in my skull.
Yeah, that must be so difficult to live with.
Yeah, isn't it? You learn to live with it, you have to, and you just find ways of sort of tuning it out.
Right. Yeah. Is there a cure? Is there anything that can be done?
There's not much. There's sort of mixed thoughts about it. I wear hearing aids now as well, right, because I've lost my hearing at the highest pitches, and that helps to an extent. So, you know, there's clever things that they can do with hearing aids now. Yeah. So that helps.
And I guess this chat explains the dedication really at the front of your book: for anyone who feels unheard and for everyone who cares to listen. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so that's obviously tuning into the hearing loss thing and the fact that, you know, it's quite an isolating and lonely experience, it can feel like, because it, you know, the way you perceive the world is so different and the lack of communication. But also, you know, in the novel, there's sort of strained relationships and increasingly coercive relationships. So it taps into that as well.
Okay. But you used to have a job in the city. So how did you go from that to being a published author?
I always wanted to be a writer. So from 8 years old, my dad came home with a word processor, you know, back in the
80s. Oh, you've aged yourself there, Jo. We might have to explain to our younger listeners what a word processor was.
Yeah, big cumbersome machine. But that's what I spent my childhood doing, was making up stories on the computer. And I always wanted to be a writer or a journalist. But when I left university, I did English and French at Leeds. And then I left university and really needed money, I guess. Yeah. So, you know, the practical person in me thought, actually,
Get a proper job.
Not that journalism isn't a proper job.
Oh, but, I don't know.
You know, I followed the money at that point and didn't know how to get into journalism as well, I suppose, or you know, how to write a novel and get it published at that stage. So I became a headhunter and loved that and did that for, you know, sort of 20 years in the end, but was always writing in the sidelines and had never tried to write a novel until I wrote this, but was always writing short stories and things.
So then you quit your job and spent 2 years travelling around the world.
Yeah, so that was probably about 16 or 17 years ago now. My husband and I saved up, spent 2 years travelling, had absolute whale of a time, did a bit of working while we were going around, but Belize was one of the countries. So The Night Lagoon is set in Belize on the beaches and the jungle there. And Belize was one of the countries that really captured my heart. I just fell in love with it and I knew I would be back in some way or other. And so this novel, when I started writing this years later, I obviously had to go back again. I took the kids back and we had a great time. And it was really, really good to get back and research on the ground and speak to, you know, jungle sort of Mayan healers and medicinal men in the jungle and scuba diving instructors and orchid experts and all the sorts of people I needed to chat to make this novel sort of real, I suppose, and grounded in research.
Well, as you mentioned there, orchids play a huge part in the book, and in fact we'll find out more about that after this. Now, though, you join me in conversation with our lunch break guest, Jo Morey from Pulborough in West Sussex. Her debut novel, The Night Lagoon, is out now. And you were explaining how a lot of it is set in Belize, which is quite handy, because, I mean, I guess that means you have to go to Belize to do the research.
I did. I went. I was lucky enough to go back again and took my children out there a couple of years ago. And it's a brilliant country to travel to with kids. They're so friendly and it's English speaking, so it's super easy. And it's a really small country, kind of the size, landmass of Wales, population of Coventry. So it's teeny tiny. So you can kind of travel around, be in the beach in the morning, be in the jungle in the afternoon. And the kids absolutely loved it.
And so, what do the kids make of the fact their mum is a published author?
They're super proud, which is really nice. They're really good at encouraging me to kind of get on with it, get on with the writing, mum. And yeah, I'm reading bits of the novel to my my kids at night, although sort of editing some elements of
right.
it.
Bits of it slightly too adult for
a little bit adult, a little bit adult. There's lots of sort of drugs and smuggling and yeah, I mean, it's a literary suspense, so there's obviously like darker crime elements running through it. But they love hearing about the orchids and the beauty of the jungle as well, and obviously they've got memories from being in Belize as well. So
talk us through then the orchid trade, because I'll be honest with you, it's not something I know a great deal about.
Well, I didn't know that much about it either, but I just felt like I had to look into orchids because it's the black orchid is the national flower of Belize, and you know, they're such a beautiful and resilient flower. And I gave one of my characters the job of being an academic botanist studying orchids back in the 1980s in the jungle, and we follow his story as sort of half of the narrative, or a bit less than half the narrative. And so yeah, I did a lot of research into orchids. I read lots of academic papers, particularly from the 1980s, which is when his storyline is mainly set, looking at, you know, into what it's all about. But the orchid smuggling is such an interesting thing, because there's this tension between the academics who are out there trying to find orchids and, you know, record them, and then smugglers who are trying to get them to poach them for this grey orchid trade that is really, really ripe, you know, still now, but also back in the 80s as well.
And it's gigantic, isn't it, the illegal
it's
trade?
It's absolutely massive. So I really enjoyed looking into all that and reading up about it, and obviously, you know, going back and visiting, looking at orchids in the wild as well. It was amazing.
And I'm very jealous, because you do a lot of your writing in your beach hut on West Wittering Beach. Oh, I'd love a beach hut. You must have enjoyed it so much this summer.
Yeah, it's been great. It's such a lovely haven to go to. I did a lot of editing of this book down there, so I'd print out my manuscript in the morning and head there with a breakfast and a cup of tea or a gin and tonic for the afternoon and sit and edit a lot. The beach huts also feature a little bit in the novel. So I've got in the 1980s storyline, the beach hut becomes a sort of really memorable place for the family that's in the novel. So it's nice to write about Sussex in a novel about Belize as well.
Yeah, I love that. And is there a second novel on the cards?
Yeah, so I'm currently writing the second novel, which is a separate standalone. It's a literary suspense again, but this is set on the North Island of New Zealand.
Oh no, does that mean you're going to have to go and visit New Zealand now as well?
New Zealand. Yeah, we used to live out there and I'm going back again at Christmas, but this will be taking the kids for the first time, so I'm so excited to show them, you know, what a beautiful, beautiful country it is.
Amazing. Listen, thank you so much for coming in, really appreciate it. Joan Morey from Pulborough in West Sussex, her debut novel The Night Lagoon is out now.